Hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week, right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazeri. Take it away, guys.
The door is locked. There's no way out.
And now back with us and making his 10th appearance on Thursday Night Tailgate as former Vikings and Chargers Pro Bowl guard and TNT Hall of Famer, Ed White. Ed first joined us back in March of 2013, so a longtime friend of the show. And let me remind you about how great Ed's career was. Played his college ball at Cal, where he played defensive tackle, oh, by the way, and he was a consensus All-American in 1968. Switched over and played guard in the NFL from 1969 to 1985. 17 seasons, folks, with the Vikings and the Chargers. He was a four-time Pro Bowl selection. He played in all four Super Bowls with the Vikings during the 1970s. One of only 10 guys to do that. He's a member of the Vikings' 25th and 40th anniversary teams, and he has been named one of the 50 greatest Vikings of all time. He was on the Chargers' 40th and 50th anniversary teams and is a member of their Hall of Fame. Was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2000. He is also a member of the University of California Hall of Fame, the Breitbart Hall of Fame, the East-West Shrine Game Hall of Fame, and he was named to the Pac-12 All-Century Team. On top of all of that, he's one of the best artists on the planet. Please go online to edwhiteart.com and check it out for yourself. And how Ed is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame remains a mystery to Bob and I. We just simply can't figure out. But we are delighted he is back with us again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Ed, Chris, and Bob, how have you been, my friend?
Hi, Ed.
Good, fellas. Hey, Bob. Hey, Chris. How are you guys doing? Doing good.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're fantastic, thank you. So, Ed, catch us up. It's been a little while. How have things been going for you so far this year?
Well, going well. I've spent a lot of time doing painting, and that has been very relaxing. So, everything is good.
So, Ed, I wanted to get your thoughts. This is now the second season that the city of San Diego is without a football team. People adjusted to that. Where's the allegiance gone for football Sundays there in San Diego?
Well, you know, I was reminded of my childhood in an interview I did here recently, and I thought back when I was growing up in San Diego and playing, pretending I was Paul Lowe out in the street and running the football, and how important that was to me. And so I think our community has lost a lot on one hand. And it's kind of sad, but on the other hand, you know, it's a business and you got to look at it like, you know, the Spanos family has a lot invested and they're going to try to do the thing that, makes the most sense economically as well as, you know, what's the right thing to do. So it's hard to, you know, it's hard to be critical of them in my mind, even though I am a San Diegan and hate to lose the team. I was talking to, Tom Banks, who I hadn't talked to in years. And, he and I played in a bunch of Pro Bowls together, with, the rest of his line, Deardorff and, Dobler and, Bob Young and Ron Urey and myself and Nick Tinglehoff of the Vikings. It was like the Vikings and the Cardinals, were the Pro Bowl team for the NFC for several years. And so I got to know him. And I was just thinking about that today. Funny you mentioned this about the Chargers leaving, but, you know, they lost their team, St. Louis, moved, and so they lost the Cardinals, then to Arizona, and then they lose the Rams to Los Angeles. So looks like it's the way of the world now.
And then do the fans there, did they follow the Chargers? Are there still Charger fans there in San Diego, or have they dispersed? I mean, do you have some that, you know, went to the Raiders, or did it leave such a bad taste in people's mouths that they're not following anybody now?
My wife's sitting here. I've got you on speaker. She's sitting here giving a thumbs up. She's, believe me, we still watch the Chargers every Sunday. I think there are a lot of Charger fans still in San Diego. There are a few people that are, you know, really unhappy. And there are several groups of fans that make that trip up to LA. And so I think it's a mix. I think there's plenty of people in San Diego that still love the Chargers, and I think there's a lot of people that would love to have them come back home someday.
And I'd want to get your thoughts on your alma mater, the Cal Bears. They've got a nice win over North Carolina, nice win over BYU. What are your thoughts on the Bears this season?
Well, I was fortunate enough, Joanne and I watched the opener in Berkeley, and I am, you know, I'm just very impressed. I think that they've got a great coaching staff. Justin Wilcox is an excellent coach. His father is Dave Wilcox of the 49ers, Hall of Famer, and just a great family. And he is, I think he's got the right formula, and he just needs to keep getting the players. He's got a couple quarterbacks and a system that looks pretty interesting, and I was impressed with him the first week and against BYU. You know, I think they've got a team. They've got three quarterbacks and a couple of young ones there that are awfully talented. So, as an offensive lineman, you hate to give all the accolades to quarterbacks, but they are very important.
Bob, questions for Ed?
Hey, Ed, it's always an honor, my friend. And you know, I'm talking about California guys, and I was thinking back in some of those old teams. When I first started following football, Ed, those Viking teams, late 60s, early 70s, Joe Capp. I mean, it's another California guy. My father used to tell me about him because he played for years in Canada before he ever got to the Vikings, but just seemed like an incredibly tough man with the eye black on his face. I mean, I have great memories of Joe Capp, and here you are. Your first year, you're playing with a guy from the same school. Memories of Joe.
Joe was one tough son of a gun. He was a great leader, a very physical player, and I loved him. You know, he kind of took me under his wing, and it ended up as a rookie, and I'd never played guard. And I ended up starting the first quarter of the season, and we ended up going to the Super Bowl, playing Kansas City. But the offensive starter, Jim Ballone, had appendicitis at the end of training camp, so I had to start the first quarter of the season. And my first game was against Bob Lilly, of all people. So it was a tough indoctrination. But Joe was a quarterback, and, you know, he was just a guy you wanted to go to battle with. Because you knew he was going to lay it all out there. And I love playing with Joe. I wish I could have had an opportunity to play longer for him.
And when you came in the league in 69, Ed, as far as, and as you went through your career, who were some of the coaches or even fellow linemen that you really watched, learned a lot from, and became a better player because of?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. Well, you know, I played next to Ron Yeary, and Ron, you know, was just great and played, 100 miles an hour and was physical and just played the game like I played the game. We both, we played offensive line like we had a defensive personality. And I think that, we both kind of fed off each other. And, so he was probably one that I watched and studied the most, but, you know, really my main focus was on the things that I was doing and how to get better, you know? And so I can't really say I studied a lot of players. The guys that I respected, that I watched were, John Hanna, of course, a great offensive guard, and Joe DeLaMalure, excellent guard, Bob Kuchenberg, John Nyland, Gail Gillingham, Bob Young, those are guys that come to my mind as being really outstanding guards.
And Ed, you played against some of the greatest defenses of all time, the fearsome foursome with the Rams and Dick Butkus with the Bears and Ray Nitschke with the Packers a couple of times a year. You played against the Steelers, front four. I'm curious, was there a player or a defensive line that, really gave you guys fits?
Oh boy, I'll tell you. We would seem to get it up for everybody, but there were some tough defensive lines. The Steelers with Joe, that entire crew, Dwight White, the linebacker Jack Ham, who I really liked, and Jack Lampert, but Jack Ham was really impressive linebacker. Those guys were. That whole unit was just, they were tough. They were tough. And the Dallas Cowboys had a tough defense with Bob Lilly and Jethro Pugh and Too Tall and all those guys. They were tough and formidable. And And then, you know, when you play Nitschke and Butkus and Lucci every single year, twice a year, you know, those guys in the middle are, you don't see middle linebackers like those guys every day. I did a trade show in Chicago with and Ray Nitschke was doing one of the booths too, and I went and saw him. And I went, holy cow! I couldn't believe this guy was so big. He's like 6'6", you know, just a huge human being, and he was mean. And you know, those guys carried a big stick with them. So there were just a lot of big physical players that I had an opportunity to play against.
And then you had the opportunity to block for two, I think, unsung, if you will, running backs. Two great running backs that probably don't get enough credit for how great they were. And that's Chuck Foreman in Minnesota and Chuck Muncy in San Diego. Talk about both of those guys.
Well, both of those guys are really outstanding. Chuck was, you know, unbelievable. You know, just watching him was, I was in awe. You know, he could, I'm not sure he needed a lot of blocking in front of him. And Muncy, different, but Muncy was a lineman that had speed, and he was physical, and he was a pleasure to be in front of as well. And there were others, you know, Gary Anderson, Lionel James, James Brooke, you know, Clinton Jones was a good running back for us in Minnesota. I mean, I was really lucky to have played with a lot of great runners.
And Ed, as we've talked about, you spent 17 years in the trenches as a Pro Bowl guard. How you feeling these days? Any issues, any concerns? How you holding up after that many years playing in the NFL?
Well, I think I'm holding up pretty good. I recently had a Alzheimer's diagnosis, and so that's kind of set me back just emotionally a bit, but, I'm rebounding and doing things to try to live a little healthier lifestyle, watching what I eat, eating a lot of fish and a lot of vegetables and stuff that don't taste very good. But anyway, trying to do the right thing and exercising and losing a little weight and all that stuff. So thing is, and I tell anybody that played football has hurt their brain. There's no question about it. And the thing, your diet and exercise and inflammation is one of the worst things for your whole system, but especially your brain. So eating things that are less inflammatory, fasting, I do an 8-hour window of eating and try to fast the rest of the time. So you let your body, clean out, the liver cleans out. So you're not always just putting food in and digesting. And I'm doing things like that. And there's a book called The End of Alzheimer's by Dale Brinstein. And he has what's called the Buck Institute out in the Bay Area and has actually reversed early onset Alzheimer's, which is where I'm at right now at an early stage. And so that's what I'm trying to do, just trying to stay as cognizant as I can, as long as I can.
How did they discover it?
MRI. Hippocampus had shrunk in size about half of what it was originally, which is the memory center. And, so that's part of the dementia/Alzheimer's thing is you lose volume of your hippocampus.
And Ed, like we've said many times, you're one of the best artists anywhere on the planet. Update us on your artwork and where people can go online to see it.
Well, I put everything on edwhiteart.com, and I'm not a good marketer. I really don't like to sell my stuff. I like to keep it, so I'm not good at that. But I love to show people what I'm doing, please check it out and comment, and I love that. And I'm on Facebook, and I have a lot of people that follow me on Facebook. And when I finish a piece, I usually post it. I finished a couple here the last couple days, and They're pretty interesting pieces. So, check it out.
Bob, one more for Ed before we let him go.
And Ed, we've joked in the past about the rigors of playing in Minnesota and how you deserve the weather where you are now and how I don't deserve the weather where I am now. And we can go on and on, but it amazed me that you played 8 more seasons once you left Minnesota. Could you have done another 8 in Minnesota, or was San Diego good in that respect?
I think San Diego was good in that, falling on the turf was a lot softer when it's not frozen. So I think it was really good. It was tough playing in Minnesota in terms of the weather. I mean, not only the freezing weather, but the turf was frozen too. And I mean, even though there were a lot of images of them trying to melt it with the fire floor, it didn't melt down that low. And so it was a hard surface it fell down on. And, and actually even now these guys playing on the synthetic stuff, that's hard on the body. And, hopefully like the head issues, I'm hoping they're making the game safer for these guys. And, we'll enter a period where we won't have so much of this going on, but it's kind of the state of the nation right now. There's an awful lot of guys suffering right now.
So, Ed, before we let you go, remind our listeners again one more time about how they can follow you online over social media and see your artwork.
I'm on Facebook, Ed White Art, and edwhiteart.com. Just checking out the website. That's where it's at.
Well, Ed, you're a very special man to both Bob and I. We can't thank you enough for all of your support over the years and being a TNT Hall of Famer and just a wonderful guest and a wonderful friend. You mean a great deal to both of us, and we thank you very much for coming back and being a part of the show.
Well, thank you, guys. I always enjoy talking to you, and we've had good times, and it's much appreciated, and I hope we have many more. And I've got my bat right at the front door in case somebody tries to come in at night late.
That's great. Thank you, Ed. Take care, my friend. All the best to you and your lovely wife and your family. We'll catch up soon.
All right. You guys too. Grant's waving goodbye.
Good night. Yeah.
That is the great Ed White. And Bob, just someone, I can't imagine anybody meaning more to us than Ed White has. He's been such a wonderful friend, and he's a wonderful human being. And, aside from being what a great player he was, again, 17 years in the league, folks, as a guard. And it did all of those wonderful things and, went to 4 Super Bowls and Pro Bowls and all of that sort of stuff. But a finer human being you will not find than Ed White.
Oh, goodness gracious, Chris. You and I talk to, in every sport, Hall of Famers and just guys that have played at such a high level. And, as far as men who've become friends and guys that we respected, he is right at the very top. We've had him on the TV side here again, like we've said. Such a kind man. He's done such great things, and we just wish him the best, Chris. And every time we talk to him now is a blessing, and we'll just be continuing to look on the positive side with his health and enjoy his time because he's so receptive to the show, and I just love the man. I can't say much more.
Yeah, and I'm right there with him. What a wonderful human being he is. We love him.